This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, August 6th. God's word for you today is the miraculous. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, and it says, Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible, but with God, everything is possible. Exodus chapter 19, verse 3 to 4 says, then Moses climbed the mountain to appear before God. The Lord called to him from the mountain and said, give these instructions to the family of Jacob. Announce it to the descendants of Israel. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians. You know how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. God's dwelling is in our hearts primarily as believers. However, God's physical dwelling is not amongst men. So if you want to seek God, you need to climb the mountain. I am not talking about the physical mountain that you climb in remote places. You need to seek God. You need to climb the mountain. Climbing the mountain is required to engage the God of heaven. Being carried on eagle's wings is the highest form of lifting. This is a season of lifting, and you will be carried on eagle's wings in the name of Jesus. Being carried on eagle's wings is the highest form of lifting because the eagle we are talking about is the Most High God. And the highest place you can be carried to, the highest place you can be lifted to, is the presence of God. When we experience God, we truly experience abundance. When we experience God, we truly experience the overflow. Because where God is, there is no scarcity. There is no scarcity of anointing. There is no scarcity of provision. There is no scarcity of health. In His presence, there is scarcity of joy. There is fullness of joy. And at His right hand, there are pleasures forever. Over the next few days, God is taking us into the overflow. Are you ready? Please read Mark chapter 6, verse 34 to 37. This miracle of feeding about 20,000 people, the Bible says 5,000 men plus at least 5,000 women, and double the number of that for children. This, I think, is the only miracle that was recorded in the Gospels, so it must be significant. You see Jesus in this passage of scriptures doing the miracle of the overflow. Someday, you are going to need a miracle. For some, you need a miracle right now. I need a miracle right now. We need a miracle. Jesus teaches us and shows us how to walk in the miracle of abundance. In this season, I believe that God wants us to bring our family and friends with cases that men have called impossible to Him. Aren't you excited? And the situation in Mark chapter 6, verse 34 to 37 was seemingly impossible. Jesus shows us four things to break into the miraculous and into the overflow. God is showing us four things, and we will get into it beginning tomorrow. Let us pray. Father, humanly speaking, these things I have brought to you are impossible. But with God, everything is possible to the praise and glory of your name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.